Hey.
Hey.
So, I got Station Playlist on a Windows 7 VM, and when I do the archive thing, it's creating multiple files, and only one of the files plays, and the other file is like 0 kilobytes.
I do remember Station Playlist used to do that, and I never knew why it did. All I can say is that you just have to know that whenever you create a recording, like, there's usually several files, one with the number 0, one with the number 1, and so on and so forth, so it's just usually the second file that is always going to play and the first one will not, but I don't know why it did that.
Does it do it in the latest update?
No.
Weird. Okay.
But I am using it on Windows 10 as well.
I was just wondering how you fix that.
No, I don't. It's not done that in a while now, at least. Yeah, no, it's not done that in at least a couple years, so.
Huh, okay. Well, I was wondering, because I know Sean Martin uses it with his Windows 7 thing, and he don't have a problem with it, so. I don't know. Huh.
And are you using, for the archiving, are you using the encoders or the internal Station Playlist recorder?
Encoders.
Okay, so I would try, the other reason why I don't have this issue is because I use the actual Station Playlist recorder.
Oh.
I don't even use the encoders for archiving. And Sean Martin uses the Station Playlist encoders as well, so. I'm sorry, Station Playlist recorder.
Okay, so I guess I'll try that and I'll see what happens. Alright.
Yep.
I'll put the stream in Dropbox in a minute, so.
Alright, sounds good.
Alright.